Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called Health Beat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beat. Let's get started. Hey, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening in today. It's Brian Hazelgren. It's time for another episode of Health Beat, and I want to welcome you to this episode where we're going to continue to dive into some really good topics that are related to your overall well-being, really empowering you to have better health and to feel better and to look better and also help you on your wellness journey. I wanted to talk today a little bit about a theme with an upcoming conference that we are holding in the Phoenix, Arizona market in November. It's called Truckers Health Con. It's actually for any company that has employees, but we're focusing on the trucking industry and discussing lots of important health and wellness issues that are related directly to truck drivers. Such as things such as weight loss and sleeping disorders and chronic fatigue and even chronic pain. So my goal today is to talk a little bit about some of those areas and provide a little bit of useful information and insights that can help all of our listeners improve their quality of life, but also talk a little bit about Truckers Health Network and this new conference coming up called Truckers Health Con. Con for conference. So when we first ended up launching Truckers Health Network, we did so with a focus of looking at basically the top 3 to 5 issues that truck drivers are facing. And what we quickly learned after starting the research project, we learned that trucking companies and truck drivers are obviously extremely important to the American economy. If you look at it even worldwide, truck drivers are so important to move products and services around the country. But those truck drivers are faced with some pretty serious issues each and every day. One of those, as I mentioned earlier, is being overweight, sleeping disorders, or the lack of sleep is also another challenge or problem. Chronic fatigue, because they're not exercising enough, because they have a sedentary lifestyle, because they may not be eating well and sleeping well, that spinning off into chronic fatigue, plus a lot of other things, and then chronic pain. So in the area, let's talk about weight loss for just a minute. In the area of weight loss, we learned that there's 3.5 million truck drivers in the U.S., and of those 3.5 million truck drivers, 80% of them are considered to be obese. And half of them are considered to be morbidly obese. Now, we all know that obesity can trigger all kinds of other illnesses like diabetes and serious heart conditions, maybe even neuropathy and a host of many other illnesses. I don't have to name them all here, but that the other illnesses are being triggered when individuals are carrying too much weight. So if corporations, here's a question I think we probably ought to ask ourselves. If corporations are interested in keeping their employees healthy so that they can be productive at their jobs and be productive at work every day they show up, then why isn't that formula working for the trucking community? I think we know the answer to that. They're very stressed. Our truckers are our heroes because they bring our goods and products to us. We need them healthy. But I'm not so sure the trucking companies are taking this as serious as maybe even it's the truck drivers as well. But look, we're consumers. We want our stuff. We want you to be able to be healthy and strong and get us our products that we order. But if you look at the trucking community, there's the health and wellness system is broken. It's not working. And for that matter, it's probably not working very well for a lot of corporations. So that's why we ended up not only launching Truckers Health Network as an association for the truck drivers and the trucking companies to actually find better health and wellness options, but we also launched Truckers Health Con. Again, conference for the word con. Truckers Health Con is going to be in November of this year of 2023 in Mesa, Arizona. And during this conference, we're going to have a lot of healthcare and wellness professionals that'll be on hand. They'll be giving speeches, like keynote addresses. There's panel discussions, there's breakout sessions, and they even have booths for attendees to come and talk to someone directly from the company. And we're going to take a deep dive into each one of those topics of well-being. So if you haven't picked up your tickets yet for Truckers Health Con, please do so. You can actually go to www.truckershealthcon.com. truckershealthcon.com. So here's a few things that we're focused on at Truckers Health Con coming up here soon. One of the questions that was posed to us, and we were putting this together, is many people struggle with weight loss. What are some of the effective strategies for sustainable weight management? Well, weight loss, we know, is a complex process. It requires a multidimensional approach. I think it's important to focus on a balanced diet. We've all heard of that before. Maybe some regular physical activity, and even taking better care of ourselves when it comes to stress management, because stress management is also going to help lower those cortisol levels. So additionally, considering factors like emotional eating patterns, you're going to be hearing a lot about that at the conference, and addressing some underlying medical conditions that can contribute to really either long-term downfall or long-term success. And those are some of the areas that we will be covering. Vanessa Kurtz and Madison Schnarr from Phases of Fit will be on hand discussing some incredible processes that can be used in a system that allows you to follow along really well with some experts, with Vanessa and Madison, to help you reach your goal. Also at the conference, you'll be introduced to Lisa Malone and Brittany Simmons, Vince Ferranda, and Tom Dort from Biodietitian and Pharmanex. And they'll be discussing how to work on your carotenoid levels and your antioxidant levels and help you to feel more healthy. So we're going to talk about that at the conference. So next question that we let's focus on our mission here on those four topics. And now let's move into sleep disorders, because they're increasingly common. I mean, we could all raise our hand if we were asked a question. Have you ever had a night's rest where you were just antsy? You were just full of anxiety. You couldn't sleep very well. I'm going to raise my hand. The answer is yes, even to me. I usually sleep pretty good, but I need to get more sleep. I don't sleep. I don't sleep 8 hours a night. So that's my own fault. So I need to have a better routine. I need to establish a routine. I'm anxious to learn more about sleeping disorders and creating some type of a conducive sleep environment for me. And then also maybe even what would be helpful for me is to start practicing some of those relaxation areas that we so often hear about, like turning the computer off or any electronic devices off well before, at least an hour before you go to bed, so your mind can start to relax. So I think as we identify and address some of those potential causes that are causing more stress, that are causing more anxiety, maybe even causing other medical conditions, it may link right back to that sleeping disorder factor and sleep, and actually seeking the right professional guidance may be beneficial for having the right diagnosis and maybe even putting together a personal treatment plan. So at the conference at Truckers Health Con, we'll have experts there from RemSafe Sleep and ACOS MD, who'll be discussing kind of the best types of solutions that are available in the market to help you get better sleep. I'm anxious to hear from Dr. Maria Shah from ACOS MD and Dr. Arya Nabavia from St. Joseph's Medical Center. And also Brad Mader from RemSafe Sleep, who will be speaking and sitting on discussion or panel in on a panel discussion where they'll cover some of those topics. So anxious to hear more about what their solutions are at the conference. Now, moving into the next area, chronic fatigue. Okay, so I know I've noticed as I age each year, it seems like if I don't exercise enough, if I get too stressed, then I start getting really fatigued, probably a lot easier than I did in my younger days. And we know that fatigue or even chronic fatigue can really mess up your day. So what are some potential causes of creating chronic fatigue syndrome? And I think we have to look at that it stems from a lot of different factors in our lives. It could include hormonal imbalances. It could include chronic infections. That would be a culprit of that. Even some psychological stresses, financial stresses, maybe a death of a loved one, maybe war breaking out, whatever that may be, can cause a lot of things can cause fatigue. And of course, not getting enough sleep. But some of those other issues that I've studied over the years that come from chronic fatigue syndrome are also sleeping disorders. It's hard to concentrate when you're fatigued. It's really difficult. And if you're a truck driver, that's now becomes a safety issue. And also chronic fatigue can also come from or even lead into and exacerbate some cognitive problems and even more muscle pain, more headaches, joint pain, stomach pain, bloating, nausea, sinus problems. These are some of the things that I researched that are showing that the medical professionals are dealing with their patients a lot. Even a sore throat or even lymph node problems. And these are just to name a few that are just being spun off because of chronic fatigue. So it's really important to start assessing some of these things and start to get a better medical evaluation and look to some treatments that might involve a combination of maybe some lifestyle changes. Maybe start focusing on some stress reduction techniques or some dietary adjustments. I mean, we all know that when we're on the road, we don't eat very well. At least I don't. And when you're sedentary and you're traveling and you're not moving enough, sometimes that even fatigues you and you don't feel like doing any exercise. And that, again, exacerbates the problem. So when you gradually increase your physical activity while you're on the road, that'll help you. And I started looking at some of these statistics that the CDC has put out, really estimating somewhere between 5 and 9 million people in the U.S. suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome. That's a lot of people. Now, when we're at our jobs and we're only 60 to 70% of what our normal capacity would be, now that becomes a problem for the employer because they expect us to be productive while we're at work. Now, if you're in a profession where chronic fatigue now becomes a dangerous issue, like our truck drivers that I was mentioning earlier, or if you're operating a heavy equipment, you're driving a vehicle for work, you're maybe even a medical professional who has to deal directly with even sick patients. Long and short of it is we have to be able to check this at all times. And thank goodness we've got experts from New Wave Medical Network, including Dr. Nathan Bryan from Bryan Nutraceuticals, and Dr. Dino Prado and Dr. John Ertley from Invita Health, and Kishore Joshi, the CEO of New Wave Medical Network. They will be there on hand at the conference to answer your questions and get you some of the advice that you're searching for and looking for. So excited to hear from them as well from the conference. So the next one, the final one here, is chronic pain. And as a former athlete, I'm always an athlete. I'm still an athlete. As an athlete, I've had to deal with chronic pain most of my life. And when you're in pain and you're suffering, it's literally next to impossible to concentrate. When you're in pain, really all you can think about is just getting some kind of relief. And if that relief doesn't come, then as a patient, sometimes it can turn harmful, because sometimes we turn to hard drugs, addictive drugs that can be detrimental to long-term health. But question has to be asked, are there any non-pharmaceutical approaches that can help with chronic pain and help relieve that effectively? And the answer is absolutely there is. Non-pharmaceutical approaches can include physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic care, cognitive behavioral therapy. I remember when I had severe migraines back in my days of football, I had to go through several sessions of biofeedback therapy, and that really helped me to learn how to calm my mind and my brain down. So I think if we look at some of those mindful practices that some of those relaxation techniques, and maybe even some exercises like yoga and Tai Chi, those aid in pain management. But we have to identify what those triggers are. We have to start optimizing our sleep and incorporating some inflammatory foods, anti-inflammatory, because we're always eating inflammatory foods. We have to incorporate some of those anti-inflammatory foods and supplements into our diet that are beneficial as part of our overall strategy. Now, as part of the conference, as Truckers Health Con, Dr. Sanjay Prasad from SurgiQuality will be there. Robbie and Melody Messner will be there from Therasage, and Dr. Nelson Hendler from Pain Validity Test, plus Cameron Lowe and the team from Halo Wellness will be at the conference, providing us with insights into managing pain and actually finding the very best solutions and the least expensive options to solving issues with pain. And also, I might add here, with SurgiQuality on hand, you'll learn how to avoid those costly surgeries that we don't want to have to face, but there's a financial relief section that you'll definitely going to want to hear about. I mean, when I first heard that through SurgiQuality, through their program, if you have a knee replacement you're facing and it's a $60,000 expense, they can show you how to do that knee replacement for $20,000. I mean, it's huge cost savings if you do need to have surgery. So how do individuals then kind of look at advocating for their own health? Employees, or those of us that are employers that have employees and we want to take better care of them, we really have to start having open and honest communication with healthcare providers and wellness professionals. That's essential. So when you do that, when you have to have that open and honest communication, you really need to prepare a list of questions and concerns prior to those appointments that you go on. Those questions can also be asked of our professionals who are at the conference. So it's important to discuss all kinds of different relevant symptoms and medical history and lifestyle factors. You can do that at the conference as well. And you can actively participate in that decision-making process and start asking for some better clarification whenever you need it. So building a trusting type of relationship with your healthcare team is crucial for optimal healthcare. So as consumers, we want to have the very best possible solutions available and have that available at a fair price. And the reason why we want to do that is Well, first of all, we want to save money on what we're doing, but we want to have the very best care for ourselves. And at Truckers Health Con, we'll have experts there providing unbelievable, incredible sound information to all of the attendees. They'll be doing that through keynote addresses. They'll be doing that through panel discussions, breakout sessions, exhibits. So really, we want to make sure that you know about this particular conference. This is the first one that we're doing, but we're excited about what we're also doing in the future going forward, because it's so important for us to also understand that there are solutions available. I was talking to one of our sponsors a couple weeks ago, Melody Bessner, when she's with Therasage, excuse me. I use their product, and it's red light therapy. I was working out in the yard, had to pick up a pretty heavy tree, and the way I had to maneuver this was like we were planting a new tree in the backyard, and this was like I'd say somewhere between 80 and 100 pounds, and I had to lift it up with my left arm and pull the bucket off with my right arm, and then I kind of lost my balance and pulled too hard, and I ended up really I felt a pop in my collarbone. I don't know exactly what happened, but what I do know is that Melody had introduced me to, or a family member actually had purchased one of her products at Therasage, and it was unbelievable. It saved me. It saved me from severe pain, and actually, hopefully, not only is it feeling better, so I know it's healed. I didn't have to go in and spend a bunch of time and money looking for another solution that could have possibly required thousands and thousands of dollars of rehab. Who knows? I didn't have to find that out because I used the product from Therasage. So that's just one example. So we try to build trusting relationships, with our companies that we're doing business with, and having a trusting relationship is someone you also need on your side, especially as a consumer. But we want to look at the best possible solutions that are available. And I think we've put that together where the solutions are not only the best, they're also at a very fair price and even drastically discounted. So at Truckers Health Con, we're going to have experts who will be providing incredible sound information to all the attendees, again, through the keynote addresses, through panel discussions, through breakout sessions and exhibits. So let's wrap up today's episode. Let's just keep it short and sweet here. We've discussed several different items that are valuable insights on weight loss, sleep disorders, chronic fatigue, and chronic pain. I hope this has been helpful a little bit for you to not only understand what some actionable steps can be towards healthier and happier life and lifestyle, but remember, it's also essential to seek professional advice from personalized guidance, and you're literally going to get that with the topics that are covered at Truckers Health Con coming up November 10th through 11th in Mesa, Arizona. So if you haven't picked up your tickets yet, again, you can do so at www.truckershealthcon.com. That's truckershealthcon.com. truckershealthcon.com. So stay tuned for the next episode where we will continue to explore all kinds of various health-related topics. I appreciate you listening in today. Again, my name is Brian Hazelgren. Signing off again for now. Take a listen to some of the other episodes, previous episodes, if you'd like to. You've been tuned into Health Beat. I want to thank you again for being part of our growing community. I'm going to sign off for now. But now it's your turn. It's your turn to go out and use some of this great information and make sure that you use it to your benefit. So in the meantime, I hope you have a great week, and we will catch you on the next episode. Thanks again.